This month marks the anniversary of a German business that opened its doors on the waterfront in our Honolulu in 1849. Heinrich Heckfeld was the entrepreneur whose companies would be taken over by American factors. Amfac was one of the big five in Hawaii's business scene. All that remains of that German history is a historic gate in a shady mini-park across from the Aloha Tower. Here to talk about that artifact is Dennis Sell, the Honorary Counsel for Germany.
I think most people do not know or remember that Hawaii has a quite interesting German history. In the 1850s, German mercantile business people came from northern Germany, more or less by coincidence, to partake in the boom in whaling and later in the boom in sugar. Some of these people, their names are still visible in town. One of them is Eisenberg.
Or as
we would say, Eisenberg. Another, of course, is Pflüger. There are a couple of other places where you can still find some traces of German influence here, some street names that are not so well known, as, for instance, the Von Hamm Street.
Where's that?
It's in Pacific Heights, I think. Yeah. There are a couple more. There are some bridges named after Germans, but really the German influence here is almost eradicated. It's not celebrated and it's not visible to, you know, the unknowing eye. What I'm trying to do is to at least save the probably most prominent structure in Honolulu that represents German history, and that is the Heckfeld Gate, which sits at what is known as Walker Park, right across from Aloha Tower and adjacent to the Topa Tower. Most people, if you ask them if they know the Heckfeld Gate, will tell you that they don't. When you then describe where it is, everybody's seen it. It's that greenish, beautiful wrought iron gate that sits in this park right opposite of the fountain. And unfortunately, it's been sitting there 45 years or so, and it's rusting. It's only a few feet from the ocean, and I would love to preserve it.
So what do we need to do?
We need to collect some money. It'll cost us about $50,000 to dismount it and sandblast it and then recoat it with a special kind of paint. And to do that, I've been working for about a year and a half to get a permit, which I now have. And I am now trying to collect some money.
So tell us about Mr. Heinrich Heckfeld and how his business came to be on that waterfront.
So Heinrich Heckfeld is an amazing person. From everything I could gather, he was born in near Bremen, northern Germany. His parents were poor laborers, and somehow he managed to get a seafarer's education. He, as soon as he turned 16, went on board ship and traveled throughout the world as a ship worker. I don't really know what exactly he did, but over time he made a captain, and his explorations went further and further. The trip that's most meaningful was the one where he was sailing from Germany to China via Mexico, and he shipwrecked in the Philippines. His ship was loaded with gold and very valuable items, also some sandalwood and other things. Miraculously, the staff survived, and so did the cargo. And he then managed to get another ship to sail all this stuff back to Bremen. And he landed in Hawaii on that return trip. He was so impressed that he sent messages back to Bremen and said, here is a major opportunity. We got to come to Hawaii and start business here. Only that nobody listened. And so he went back to Bremen, now pretty much a broke guy because he didn't sell his stuff. And he had to start over. He did that within a year. And by 18, this shipwrecking happened in 1847. By 1849, he was back in Hawaii with a fully loaded ship and started business at Queen Street.
I mean, that's incredible to think that, you know, this month we're marking, you know, the time when he opened his doors because he wanted to be here, be a part of this community.
That's right. October 1st, 1849. He opened his store at Fourth Street. He then purchased a store that he previously had rented. The company then profited from the whaling boom for the first 10 years, and then soon after got into sugar. And sugar really propelled Hockfeld into another sphere. They initially started the shipping of sugar to the mainland, but then quickly got into what was called factoring. And factoring is nothing else than to buy the accounts receivable from the plantation and get that as a discount, and then sell the receivables to the people that got the sugar from the plantations. So they basically inserted themselves in the middle, which was a very common practice at the time. It's almost like banking. Their arms then reached to back to Europe, to other countries in Europe, and of course to the mainland U.S. as well as Russia.
And there was another famous name in sugar, Klaus Spreckels, right?
Klaus Spreckels, yeah, he was probably mightier than anyone else in this industry. Spreckels, not directly related to Hockfeld, and I haven't been able to figure out if these two guys actually ever interacted. To my best knowledge, Spreckels was a very private person and did not really get into the German community, which was on Oahu, whereas Spreckels was really more in Maui. However, Spreckels was very involved with the royal family and very influential in politics in Hawaii. And then later reinvented the sugar industry altogether in California by not using sugar cane, but the root, sugar root, and became incredibly rich.
Mr. Hockfeld, though, his, I guess, success in Hawaii unfortunately did not last because the German, well, his assets, I guess, got seized. He lost that, right?
This is probably the most interesting aspect of the whole story as far as I'm concerned, because the German community that came here in the 1850s and 60s and Hockfeld really got entangled in 1914 with World War I events. Obviously, they were not part of any kind of warfare, or I'm not even sure they were sympathizing with the imperial government in Germany that waged the war on the rest of Europe and by 1917, America. But Hockfeld's nephew at that point in the 1910s was Johann Hockfeld, who was the consul for Germany in Honolulu. And at the same time, German imperial ships were chased out of the Pacific by the Japanese. Interestingly enough, the Japanese at that time were allies with the U.S. And so we had a lot of German ships here, and stuff started happening. Loyalty questions came up amongst the Hawaiians. Initially, the Germans were really welcome, the German sailors that landed here fleeing from the Japanese. But over time, and as the war got more gruesome, the favor pendulum swung in the other direction. And by 1917, it was decided that Hockfeld's company had to be dissolved. There was an entity called the Alien Property Custodian. They deemed any German property to be unworthy in the United States. And at that time, Hawaii, of course, was still a territory, but had been moved so close after the abolishment of the kingdom to the U.S. that Germany was no longer welcome. So the custodian took the company, dissolved it, and sold it to its competitors.
And that later became
AmFac.
AmFac.
American Factors.
Right. And his store later became Liberty House. And, you know, it just that history, that thread, but it was his success as a businessman here in this community.
Correct. Yeah. So the Liberty House story is that another person related to Hockfeld, all of these Germans were ultimately somewhat related because they all came from Bremen. So B.F. Ehlers is the original store in Fourth Street that then existed for quite some time as a clothing garment store. As the American factors were put in place of Hockfeld, B.F. Ehlers became Liberty House at the same foul swoop, basically.
That's great
and,
history.
Yeah. Ehlers was related, I think he was a nephew of Hockfeld.
That was Dennis Sell, Honorary Consul for Germany in the island, spotlighting and musing about the German connection in our history. October is a big deal for Germany. Yesterday it marked its national holiday, Reunification Day, uniting East and West. And this weekend actually may be the final Oktoberfest event here in the islands. It's at the Kaohumana Organic Farms in Waianae, and Dennis Sell was planning to go. For links to read more about this historic gate, head to our website.